Everyone has the ability to dream, but not everyone has the willingness to truly chase their dreams. When people are not living their dreams, they often have limited belief systems. They believe that their current circumstances or surroundings are keeping them from achieving the things they really want to do in life. We all have unique sets of circumstances in our lives that we can use as excuses, but learning to find those workarounds in our life that give us the ability to succeed can inspire us to start implementing changes in our lives that need to be made to make our dreams come true. You're never too old, too poor, too young, or too sick to live your dreams, honey. You might not get there the same way as others, but if you start to believe in your dreams and chasing them right now, you'll eventually get there. Dreams are just dreams until you decide they're going to be something more. Dream chasing is not something everyone is cut out to do. Dream chasing is for those who dare to take a chance to believe. If you have been inspired to start chasing your dreams, in this podcast, I'm gonna give you some tips on how you should get going on this amazing dream chasing journey. So let's get started. Perfect timing is a myth. There will always be an excuse for you to keep waiting for the perfect set of circumstances to appear in your life. Yes. Oops, my bird is singing a song for you guys to listen to this podcast in a more relaxing way. Alright, so yes, actions make dreams come true. This is where, you know, this is a thing that dreamers often get stuck. The taking action part. A dream might seem like something that you want to hold on to and take with you throughout every aspect of your life. In relativity, dreams are great to have, but living them is the real game changer. Dreaming is actually the formulation of a thought, and living the dream is taking that thought and implementing it into actions that will produce the dream. If all the great dreamers in the world kept their dream in the formulation stage, we might not have things such as computers, phones, or cars. Think of the roles that those dreams play in all of our lives. Every great dream begins with the dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world. And yes, obstacles will appear, will surely appear. When you're chasing your dream, be prepared to meet with obstacles. Every dream chaser meets them. The thing about obstacles is that you need to learn from them. Find a solution and continue on your path to your dream. Do not let your obstacles deter you from continuing on the path to your dreams. If Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of Facebook, would have given up when he had his first major obstacle in 2006, who knows where Facebook would be today? He instead chose to meet his obstacles head on, and he continued to the next phase of changing how we all communicate in the world today. There's only one thing that makes a dream impossible to achieve. It's the fear of failure. And you should realize that failure is actually your way to success. And you should also realize that there is no fast or easy way to to reach your dreams, you know? Sometimes people want to go so fast that they sabotage the speed of the dream. The greatest dreams are the ones that are the most challenging, honey. There's no easy button to living them. There's a transition phase that has to take place when you go from chasing to actually living the dream. When you honor your dream and quit moving fast, your mistakes are minimized and the successes are magnified. It's your dream, honey. It's your responsibility to make your dream happen, not only for your benefit, but also for the world that is desperately waiting for the fruition of your dream to change their lives. No one will ever be as passionate about your dream as you. Most have dreams of their own. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of your dreams. Life is a game, you know. You live so you play. Follow your dreams and win what your happy heart desires. Chase your dreams and your nightmares will grow tired of chasing you. Of course, beginning is scary, exciting, terrifying, and all things amazing. So begin even when you're not sure. What do you have to lose anyway? That's what life is for, dreaming and chasing. That's the dream, actually. So chase that passion, which lights up your soul like a billion stars. Don't give up on your dreams, or your dreams will give up on you, honey. So go now and chase it. Yes, when something ignites you, chase it. Chase it because you don't want to look back in 2 years or 5 years or 10, 20 years and wonder what would have been. Chase it because you don't want to think back to all of the potential and all of the beauty you missed out on because you were too afraid or because you let an idea of yourself that was untrue rob you of your joy or your capacity to move confidently in the direction of the things that inspired you. Chase it because you can, honey. Because you deserve to experience what is profound and remarkable in this world. Because you're worthy of all the things that make your chest tighten with happiness and wonder. Chase it because you never know what is waiting for you on the other side of your comfort zone. You never know what is waiting for you on the other side of your hope. Of course, while there's no guarantee of success or when you might arrive, you will never know what living your dream actually feels like unless you put your shoes on and get ready to start chasing them. If you don't start a journey, you can't finish one. So start visualizing what the end of the finish line looks like and manifest the outcome. Thank you for listening to me. This was your favorite host, Bubbly BB, hosting a podcast episode after so long. I know I've been a little bit absent, but you know, sometimes we do need digital detox, which is so good for the mental health. But I'm here, I'm back, and stronger than ever. And I really hope you enjoy this episode. Stay tuned for the next episode. And oh yes, I forgot to mention, I'm celebrating my first anniversary of podcasting. Yeah, so this is gonna be a whole lot. Another episode that's gonna be dedicated for this. Stay tuned and always be happy and healthy. This was your favorite host, the Bubbly BB.